Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Speak up.
Yes, ma'am. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where what? Local music lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. God, you guys are into it, huh?
I think you need to pull your mic a little closer.
All right. Let me. Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I can almost taste it.
Okay.
We're good?
Much better.
Okay. I am joined this evening by my blushing bride, Stephanie, as always. And I'm also joined by our boy, Ty Ginn.
Hello.
It's the usual crowd.
Yes.
The usual suspects. This is us. It's the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been 11 days. A lot of head.
Only 11.
A lot of head shaking.
Mm-hmm. A lot of head spinning.
Rubbing the sweat off my brow.
Hairline's getting up there.
What is going on? So we do have a lot to talk about this evening. If you want to play along, if you want to add your 2 cents worth, well, you certainly can. The number to call is 727-804-5891, and we will talk to you about any old thing. The only rule is you cannot cuss. This
right.
is real live radio. We will hunt you down. Not for our pleasure, but for Joe B's.
If you want to cuss, text.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's the beauty about that number, 804-5891, 727-804-5891. You can call and have your voice on air, live, as we're doing the show, or you can text that same number, and we will respond to you directly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, I feel like I got something in my throat, so hold on just a second.
Great. Off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Must be that COVID.
Bird flu. We wouldn't know, though, because we're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's,
we left the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what a week. But, just like that, winter seems to be over.
Knock on wood.
What a beautiful week. I guess we will know for sure.
Just in time for nuclear winter.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll know for sure if winter is over or not on Sunday, because Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Ah, right. Mm-hmm.
I think, is this the first time it's ever been on a Sunday? Seems like it's always during the week.
Doubt it. I mean, although stranger things have happened.
Yeah, Groundhog Day is the day that those dudes in the top hats piss off Punxsutawney Phil. Get on out of your hole and tell us what it's going to be. We'll promise not to drop you.
Yeah,
wasn't maybe. It last year that they dropped him? They're like, and Phil is just like, Phil always has that look on his face like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
We're still doing this?
We're still doing this? Where's Bill Murray? He doesn't even come out anymore.
Right. Anyway, so hopefully Phil decides that it's going to be an early spring. And if this week was any indication, it does seem like we're heading in that direction.
We're on the uptick.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did hear today that we were going to have a cold spell this weekend. But then I said that to you, Steph, when I got home. And you said, nope, not the case.
It's not going to be as warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to drop this far south. So it's going to be like 71 instead of...
The person that I heard say that we were going to have another cold snap must have been getting their information off of Truth Social.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Probably got it straight from Donnie.
The man himself.
Donnie gave him the scoop on the weather.
No, they're talking about 80s next week.
Mm. That doesn't suck. Not even a little bit.
I love it.
Absolutely, Ty's like, really?
Already?
I don't understand how. I mean, you
can't
are,
have nothing nice.
You're a summer baby, you know? I mean,
hate it.
Oh my God, I absolutely love it.
It's the worst.
The hotter, the better.
I wake up sweating. Yeah. Go to bed sweating.
Mm. Well, you're a sweat hog.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Maybe.
You got something wrong with your thermostat or something.
Welcome back, Carter.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah. So here's a nice surprise. When I got home from work today, our daughter Hannah and that 5-year-old that she hangs out with was here.
That 5-year-old nemesis.
Yeah.
Savage goblin.
The 5-year-old is our granddaughter, Millie. Millie gave mom, Gigi, a nice surprise out in the yard. Did she tell you about it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have a shiner.
I know. Well, luckily it hit me square in the middle of my forehead.
Millie has a T-ball set, and she has like a spongy ball and a spongy bat, thank God. And she wound up and ended up hitting a liner right at Gigi's bean.
I mean,
bounced right off her forehead.
If I had a bullseye on the middle of my forehead, she hit it spot on. From
she
about
punched you in the nuts right before she left.
Yeah, she really is some sort of like a goblin or something.
She's aggressive.
She can be, yeah. She gets worked up.
They gotta get her in like some kind of team sports or something.
Well, she I was gonna sign her up for T-ball.
She needs to be in a dojo.
She's a UFC kid.
She needs to be whooping ass or something. Oh my God! So whatever reason, on my TikTok feed, all of a sudden I'm getting that competitive slapping.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous and so brutal. It's like, yeah, let me sign up to get brain damage.
Yeah, you're just asking for brain damage.
I want two things out of this sport, a cauliflower ear and brain damage.
I'm surprised no one's died yet.
It is, oh my God, I saw these two big guys. I mean, they were huge. And the one guy, and I thought, and he was a little bit bigger than this guy. He wound up and slapped this guy, and the guy didn't even budge. And I was like, oh, Lord. And the big guy that just did the slapping, you could see his face because he'd already been slapped by this guy once. This is like round two. So now he's standing there like, I can take it, I can take it, I can take it. And this dude, who's a little bit smaller than this guy, wound up from the dirt. I mean, and came with it and knocked this guy so cold. I mean, just out, just completely out. The guy hit the ground and was like vibrating. I mean, he was out. Yeah, it was.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
What a great sport.
It's the most ridiculous thing. And then, of course, Dana White is one of the sponsors for it. And he's over there. They keep panning over to him and he goes, wow, that was like a really aggressive slap. You think?
That's what we're doing here.
That's what we're doing here. We're just slapping the dog crap out of people here. What a sport.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing without all the dancing around.
Yeah.
And women do it.
I don't understand.
You know, it's like, whoa, what'd you do for a living, Gigi?
Yeah.
Wow, I used to be a slap fighter. Talk to me in this other ear, though.
Yeah.
the one that doesn't look like a vegetable.
I don't understand. It's like, what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a strange sport, and it's like, you know, what will they come up with next? Competitive
nut kicking.
Nut kicking, yeah. Competitive.
I mean,
nut
we went
kicking.
From what was it? Dwarf tossing, mm-hmm. or you know, to slapping.
I could get behind dwarf tossing. You know, they're part of that whole DEI program, so
yeah, well, yeah.
We gotta do away with them. So. Let's toss them.
That's bad. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so oof! Oh, today's the last day of dry January. Thank God.
Yeah.
You made it.
Thank God we didn't participate.
Listen, the last 11 days was enough to test even the quittier of quitters. Sobriety. I mean, truly, it's been rough the last 11 days. Ty, I don't know how you do it.
Well, I started smoking crack Wednesday.
So it took till Wednesday.
So today's 11 days in, so you were like 8 days in and decided it's time for the crack.
I've had enough.
What's that song that I've played on the show? Donald Trump makes me want to smoke crack, move to Canada, and never come back.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. I did hear that Canada is lightening their immigration rules for Americans that
opening
decide that
up,
they want
yeah.
to head that way. They're going to be like, no questions. We don't care if you're criminals. Just come this way.
I might. We'll see. Yeah. Not going good.
Yeah. Oregon's not looking so good after all. Not far enough away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still in the country.
Go to drive to Canada to fly to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's something that's kind of fun. I think it was last week that we talked about the Girl Scout cookies being in season. And I heard it was either yesterday or today that Wendy's, for a limited time, is having a Thin Mint flavored Frosties or smoothies?
Frosty.
And that seems like something I can get my head around. That's very cool. I remember back in the day, and I haven't had one in years, but living up north, do they even have Baskin-Robbins down here?
Yes.
But Baskin-Robbins, back in the day, I don't know if they still do, they used to have a mint chocolate malt, which I thought was the bomb. So I can only imagine that this Thin Mint Frosty, it's got to be very similar to that.
We should check it out.
I will check it out for him.
Mm-hmm.
I will make it so, number one.
Will you bring one to me?
I will.
Don't just check it out for me. Bring me one.
Well, that's what I meant. I know where the Wendy's is.
Because it kind of sounded like you were going to go try one and then tell me about it.
No. Look, I'm a chocolate frosty girl.
Yeah.
With my French fries.
Mm-hmm. With my French fries. So he kept saying he was going to do it, and some of old Daddy Dumpy Pants' tariffs go into effect tomorrow.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. exciting.
Looks like there's going to be a 25% tariff on goods placed on Canada and Mexico, and a 10% tariff on goods coming from China.
Only 10 from China.
You should go ahead and buy gas tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't really that aware that we do get a lot of our crude oil from Mexico.
It's like half.
Yeah, so that's it's going to be a big deal. And you know what? He promised that the gas prices were going to go down. They should have mm-hmm. been down already.
This is where we invade Canada.
There's a lot of stuff that should have been cheaper by now.
Mm-hmm. No, don't invade them. They're accepting you. So just go.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie's going to invade them.
Yeah, the 51st state that's mm-hmm. bigger than our entire country.
Right.
Yeah, we want all those people voting.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. As a state, what would their electoral college numbers be? Win Canada, win the election.
I did see a Canadian interviewed the other day, and he was like, does he realize how big we are?
I don't think he does.
Does he realize that we're, like, huge?
Right.
He doesn't know how to read a map.
No.
Does he understand we have universal health care?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things when he was talking about making Canada the 51st state.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to love our health care system. And I'm like, no, No.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Pretty so, sure that's not something they're going to applaud.
You know, the comedian Pete Davidson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this interview with him, and he was talking about one of the times that Trump hosted Saturday Night Live. And he goes, it's amazing to me that he really doesn't know how to read. And so we were doing like a read through of the show.
Oh, like a the table read.
A table read, right? And this one skit had, it was all about Trump taking his daughter to Disney World, right? And the daughter, they'd been there all day. And Trump said, well, they said, can you read it like this? And he goes, well, I'd really like to just read it the way I want to read it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so the way it went was they were at Disney World. The daughter decides, we've had a full day. I want to go home. And Trump says, oh, you want to go home? How about turkey? No, you want to go home? Turkey legs, right? But what he, the way he said it was, oh, you want to go home, turkey legs?
Yes.
So he was basically calling his daughter turkey legs. You want to go home, turkey legs? You know how they have the giant turkey legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that was
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know. We're probably going to have about a year with him before he's replaced.
Yeah, listen,
I hope it's not that long.
It's really hard to say who's really in control over there. You can't tell me that he is writing all of those executive orders.
No, it's the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I heard something the other day that it was the author of the Project 2025 and J.D. Vance that were in charge of all of the executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
That Trump is basically, he's just there as a distraction. And he's just there.
He's the mascot.
The face. Mm-hmm. He's just the face, and he just signs stuff, you know. And it's like that first night when he's signing all those executive orders, and there's that guy telling him what the next one was, he goes, oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
With his giant Sharpie, you know.
And they investigated all of the J6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of
hostages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And decided to pardon them all.
Well,
They
so the story was that, well, who has time to do all that? And then the next breath is, oh, we investigated all of them.
We investigated all of them.
Why would you, I mean.
Well, and since then.
All
what,
of that investigation
of
has
been
done.
Shot.
Right? Has it been two?
Two. And I know then I think another one got arrested again for something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Several have been.
Good people.
Good people.
Good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good people on both sides.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So the Super Bowl is next Sunday featuring the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just a statement, just a blanket statement. I hate the Eagles. I hate their fans. Only one player on the team that I like, and that's running back Saquon Barkley. Hope he has one hell of a game. Otherwise, go Chiefs.
Coach. So I'm curious, because I know the Eagles Stadium has a jail.
Right.
Does the New Orleans
I think
Stadium have a jail?
New Orleans just seems like one of those places where at one time they had like pirates and they would be locked in some dirty, dingy basement
dungeon.
So they probably have that
in
somewhere.
Knee deep water,
mm-hmm. knee deep sewage. Water, rats.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Just making sure that New Orleans is ready for the Philadelphia fans,
right?
Because they're used to being arrested at their
they like
events.
One of the
that's
so,
a goal.
So one of the radio
it's a
shows
bucket list item.
Yeah, one of the radio shows that I listen to, they're leaving Monday after their show here. To go to New Orleans, and they're going to be like on Radio Row, you know, prior to all week long, leading up to the Super Bowl, and they were all deciding like today. It's like, you know what? I don't really think it's going to be a good idea for us to hang out on like Bourbon Street and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, and so one of the guys on the show was like, he's pretty savvy as to what goes on in New Orleans, and he's like, oh, there's another street. I think it's called Frenchman Street or something like that, and that's where like the locals go. So he says that's where we should go, and they're driving there, so they'll have like their Sprinter. So it's like let's not even think about having dinner or lunch on Bourbon Street. Let's just try to find places mm-hmm. on the outskirts, some mom and pop places, but just to avoid, you know, any of the Philadelphia fans.
They're invading.
They're invading. They're a mess. They're terrible. I saw one today on the property, and it's like I had this big green Eagles T-shirt on, and as he walked by, I just kind of gave him a side eye. Like,
did you call ICE?
I should call ICE.
He looks a little suspicious over there.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Clean up. Phase 6.
Clean up phase 6. We got an eagle down. Eagle down, phase 6. Come in. Breaker, breaker. Let's see. What else do I have? Oh, this is fun. So I saw this thing as I was doing show prep. And it says, the lyrics, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Okay? Do you recognize those lyrics?
Yes.
You do. You do too?
Yeah.
So those were the last lyrics in the last song on the last Beatles album. I did not know that. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. Good stuff.
Hold on. I just got a text here.
And dum dum dum.
So Debbie Dan Gray wants to know if Taylor will perform at the Super Bowl. I don't know that she's scheduled to. Who is it going to be?
Who's supposed to play?
Is it Beyonce?
Is it?
I don't know. You know what? I really don't know. I haven't really paid that much. Look.
Nobody's talked about it.
As soon as my team is out, I don't care.
I really don't care. Look, there's a lot of other stuff going on right now.
You think? just a couple little things. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a birthday shout out to one of my favorite actors, Gene Hackman. Turned 95 yesterday.
Wow.
No, he turned 95 yesterday.
He died like 3 years ago.
No, he did not.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Google it.
You Google it.
Dude, he is alive.
He's dead.
No, he's not.
He's been dead.
No, he is not. He turned.
Oh, now I got the competition verification going on. Mm-hmm. Look
he died.
At this.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Yes?
No, it's a big deal.
Nope.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm doing it right now.
I can't get a signal in here.
Oh, you're not logged into the. I'll show you the password.
He's blocking me.
He's blocking me. Oh, look.
Okay.
The dissension amongst family
yes.
begins.
As of September 2024, Gene Hackman was still alive and living in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
He died 3 years
ago. No, he didn't.
He did.
His birthday was yesterday. I saw there was a whole big post on Facebook this afternoon.
He died. Mandela effect. Mandela effect. He died. No.
If he is still alive, he should be deported. That's just too long.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I found out yesterday that it was his birthday, 95th. And then just so happens that Mom and I were going through the channels last night, and we come across TCM. And what was playing? The French Connection.
The French Connection.
Where his role was Jimmy Popeye Doyle. Gene Hackman, everybody.
I liked him in, what is it, The Quick and the Dead?
Quick and the Dead. He's always good. What I like about Gene Hackman is he can play the real nasty bad guy, but he can also play like a comedic sort of happy-go-lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's a good all-around actor. I've always liked Gene Hackman.
I've Very always good. Liked him.
Yeah. Yeah, he can play the tough guy. He can play the nice guy.
He was in The Firm.
Mm-hmm.
Young Frankenstein.
He was
Birdcage.
In Birdcage. He was in Young Frankenstein?
According to this.
What did he do in that?
Oh, yeah. He was the blind man. He was the blind man. Right. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, just very.
Superman. He was in Superman.
Aha.
Superman.
Here you go, Ty. Jamie Alley, everybody's favorite EMT, Miss Jamie Maverick. Mm-hmm. I still have her as Alley in my phone. Gene had a false death hoax in 2015. LOL.
Nah.
Mandela effect.
Thank you, Jamie. So there you go. We've got our spies out there. We know what's going on. Well, we will debunk everything you say today. I got a crew over here.
Good.
I got the power of the people.
If
they know my number.
What you don't know is I wasn't Googling anything.
I know. I didn't.
I was calling ICE.
Well, and what you don't know is that I was Googling so fast that my fat thumbs were pushing all the wrong keys. So what I texted was green fat man drugs or alone.
No, but when
and you better pack your bags, Esteban, or whatever it is you're going by today. Carlito.
Yeah, right. Yep. So let's see, we got 5 minutes.
No, but like if you're looking for a binge watch,
yeah,
Gene Hackman, because it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, drama, comedy, you name it.
Yeah, he's there.
That's a catalog.
Yep, he's good. He's very. I don't want to say he's very much like Tom Hanks, but Tom Hanks can pretty much play everything or anything and be different in everything. He's not Forrest Gump in every movie. You know what I mean?
No, but
Gene Hackman is not the same. He's not Popeye Doyle in every movie.
The only difference is Tom Hanks as like the actual bad guy doesn't resonate for me.
I can see it.
Where Gene Hackman has...
What was that movie... Road to Perdition or something like that, where he like played like a gangster kind of guy.
Yeah, I
thought it was okay. But didn't he have like a kid with him? So he was like the bad guy with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't real bad.
Yeah.
He was in that one movie where he was like a bank robber that looked like Colonel Sanders.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I forget that one was called.
I'm not buying that.
She ain't buying it.
All right.
That's all.
Just ain't buying it. Oh, Debbie Dan Gray just said the Netflix SNL movie is really good, and I want to see it so bad. And Debbie, I just heard one of the shows I listened to, they said that they have something playing now, and it might also be on Netflix, that they have cut out all of the music from SNL, all the music performances from SNL.
That's cool.
Yeah, so and apparently it's been playing all week. Where I mean, SNL's been 50 years, so they've been playing like several, you know, a night of different things. I mean, one of my favorite ones was Mick Jagger coming out on stage with Peter Tosh. You know what I mean? That was fantastic.
Yes.
You Gotta Walk and Don't Look Back was the name of the song. Mick Jagger comes out in his khaki pants, barefoot, you know, does his whole thing.
He's a rock star.
Oh, he is a rock star. Absolutely a rock star. And one of the cool things on my Facebook feed is I get almost daily several pictures of Mick Jagger at his age now, where it's just like he's just standing on a corner in something like Rome, you know, just like looking at, you know, there's people walking by and nobody's like mobbing him. He's just sometimes
he's enjoying life. Yeah,
just being Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of Keith Richards with his grandkids.
Yeah. You know? See like Steven Tyler looking like somebody's mom.
Oh, he has for a while. Yeah. Debbie says, cool. It's next watch. Yeah. That sounds like a really cool one to watch, Deb. I mean, there's been so many fantastic musical acts on Saturday Night Live over the last 50 years. Unbelievable. I mean, even if you just take John Belushi and Joe Cocker.
Right.
When John Belushi was alongside Joe Cocker and he was mimicking him.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. You know, so it's all of that would be so fantastic. And, you know, back in the day, they weren't lip syncing. They were really doing it.
Right.
These days, it's hard to find one that it's not lip synced, you know? So, anyway, that's another one to check out if and you want to. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and take this break. It's our first break. We've been prattling along for 45 minutes. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. I'm going to play this little ditty by the Beatles, not their last one. But it's a little ditty called Magical Mystery Tour, and I can only imagine that
this is... You're going to reference a song earlier in the show, and then you're not going to play that song. What are you doing?
Well...
That's bad continuity.
Yeah, but this one, Magical Mystery Tour, is what all our illegal immigrant friends are facing. The Magical Mystery Tour. We'll be right back. Okay. Ernesto, Renee, Raul, avoid the Magical Mystery Tour. They're dying to take you away. No bueno. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call. We've had several text messages this evening, which I enjoy. I would also enjoy a phone call if you want to. If you want to, we will talk to you about any old thing here on air. Again, 727-804-5891. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. So, I guess it's as good a time as any to talk about the Black Hawk helicopter and American Airlines crash that happened, what was it, Wednesday night? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Ty, you're a conspiracy theorist at times. What are your thoughts?
I think Donnie probably shouldn't have fired those guys.
Well, listen.
That's what I think.
Well, so, yeah, days before, he fired like 100 FAA employees, which included a lot of the higher-ups. I did hear that on this particular night when this collision happened, there was only one person in the flight tower, and they were... They were observing both the helicopter and the plane.
And I heard that there was a near miss the day before.
Right. That they're, talking about.
No conspiracy theory needed. This one's pretty cut and dry.
I don't know. Watching the video, I want to know who all was on that plane.
A bunch of figure skaters
were on the plane.
But there were other people on the plane as well.
Yeah, I was more concerned, because there weren't 67 skaters. Now, there were a bunch of skaters and their family members, but...
And four crew members.
There were, right. There were, I think a total of 64 people on the plane.
64.
And then three people in the helicopter. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was Obama's fault and Biden's fault and DEI, and I'm pretty sure they're to blame. All you have to do is ask Donnie. He'll tell you. I mean, he knows exactly who's to blame for this whole thing, and it's certainly DEI because apparently they hire a bunch of people who are missing limbs and are mentally challenged. And
people with dwarfism.
That's
what happened.
Yeah. And it was probably...
And blind.
Yeah.
It was probably the night that short guy had the board, and he can't see up. He's trying to reach up to the buttons and stuff to signal and stuff.
I mean, I can relate.
You can relate. I don't know, man. It's crazy. I've heard interviews with people who seem to know quite a bit about Black Hawk helicopters, and they say that they've never been on one that didn't have four crew members. So they thought it was kind of odd that there were only three. I heard one guy say that he was a former flight control person, and he was saying, I heard the recordings, and the tower kept calling to the helicopter, and there was no response, you know. Who knows what happened. But if you watch that, and one of the things that sort of, and I never like to agree with, Daddy Dumpy Pants, but it's one of the things he said was, helicopters can go up and down, and they can stop. And how do you not see it if you're heading right at it? You know what I mean? I kind of get what he's saying. Well,
planes are fast.
Sure they are, and so are helicopters. But, man, I mean, you see that video, and I've watched this video 100 times, and that thing is just clipping right on towards it. Like, it's like, how do they wait? Stop.
Right. It's almost like they accelerated.
It almost seems that way. The first time I watched it, and this is kind of odd, The first time I watched it, it almost seemed, because they said that the helicopter had just taken off. And so maybe that put something in my mind where the helicopter came from an angle up to, you know, toward the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I've watched that video 100 times where it's just right on T-bone, you know, straight on in. I don't know. It's there's a lot of people that are saying that it's absolutely no conspiracy whatsoever, that it just a bad thing that happened, just an accident.
Well, it's a bad flight pattern.
Oh, it's horrible, and it's been horrible forever. And just like what you said a couple of minutes ago, is that just the night before, right, it almost happened.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a bad flight system.
Yeah.
That's a very congested airport area,
mm-hmm,
you know, between motor vehicle traffic, metros, planes, military helicopters.
Oh, it's amazing that...
And then no fly zones.
It's amazing, and how lucky was it that both aircraft wound up in the Potomac instead of in the middle of 95.
Right.
You know, or in the middle of Roslyn. In my mind, that's where Roslyn is. You know what I mean? Right there in Arlington. It looked like that's where it was.
Yeah, I mean, literally, both aircraft, mm-hmm, could have landed in a residential right area.
Or slammed into one of the apartment buildings right there.
And taking out more people.
Yeah.
But there are so many factors that are in play.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really appreciate you know, Trump coming out and using this whole consolation or consoling speech, said very little to console anybody, but went right into the blame game.
And blame
it's
like, game.
That's his whole deal.
It's like, dude, what's up with you?
What's wrong
with
you?
Didn't mention that just days prior, he and Musk fired over 100 FAA employees.
He's got to cover his ass.
Didn't mention that, but... Oh, by God, it was Obama's fault. Mm-hmm. Then I came in and I straightened it out. I made it the best. And then, of course, as soon as I left, Biden took it right back to what Obama did. It's been ridiculous. They hire these freaks and all this. I mean,
Did
you see the video where he's reading off what the, the regulations for the DEI hire is?
That's
right?
For the office workers.
It's for the office workers, right. It's not. I saw several flight tower employees interviewed, and they're like, that's all he says. You have no idea, first of all, how stressful the job is. We are at the doctor and at the psychologist on the reg. There can't be anything wrong with us,
right?
You know, so
but it is, at the end of the day, mm-hmm, it's a very congested area with very limited flight options.
Well, I saw some other.
And I can see.
I can't believe it hasn't happened before now.
Right.
This guy used to be in the Army, and he said, "Oh yeah, I flew that route for 9 years." And he says every time it was like, you got to have your head on a swivel.
And pilots coming in and out of Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most challenging airspaces ever.
Yeah.
You know, in the country.
But the blame game is what kills
me.
Yeah,
the blame game is unnecessary.
On, yeah.
You know, again, you've got no fly zones. You've got fly zones. You've got public fly zones, military fly zones that are intersecting.
During one of the press conferences, this reporter asked him, "Are you going to go to the site?" And he goes, "What do you want me to do? Go get in the water?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Right? That's exactly what I want you to do, is go get in the water.
Hold this brick.
Grab a cinder block.
Here, take two.
Let's play that game. Let's see how long you can hold your breath in this icy Potomac. Let's see.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He didn't handle it well.
No. I mean, well, he doesn't really handle anything well.
He handled it exactly how I thought he would.
Well, yeah.
Well, I did hear something.
I have unrealistic expectations of presidents.
Yep.
Apparently.
I did hear something that apparently he was able to get done, and I wasn't. I thought that this was all just a bunch of talk, but apparently I Googled it, and it said that it is official that he actually did change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Great.
And I mean, I looked that up, and
it
said
so much better.
I said that, and it said that it was official. Now that's on Google. It seems to me that it would take more than a couple days, you know, to make that happen. So maybe it's not actually official. I've not heard anybody else come out and say,
you know, why they did it,
there's
right?
There's not ever been any big celebration. It's like, hey, come visit the new Gulf of America.
The rest of the world has denied, if you will.
Deny.
And the only person that I saw on board was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they did it because now all of the school textbooks are wrong and they can round them up.
Ah. Good point.
Good thinking. Yep.
Gotta burn those old books.
They have bad information. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Cool, Ty. Cool.
These are great times.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have we forgotten about Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore?
Yes.
No.
Do you know who they are?
No.
They're the NASA.
They're the two astronauts that have been in space at the International Space Station since June.
That were on an 8-day mission.
They're dead.
No, they're not. Just the other day, I saw something online. Suni was doing a spacewalk on the outside of the International Space Station.
Trying
to escape.
Trying to figure out her exit plan.
Listen, I've always thought that the International Space Station always had people there, right? And I thought, I always thought that there were a couple of Russians, cosmonauts, a couple of, Senator Kelly, mm-hmm. Mark Kelly was up there, you know, I mean, aren't they just up there all the time, you know? And now all of a sudden it seems like Suni and Butch are the only ones up there.
No, it's like, they're not alone.
Where'd everybody else go?
They're not alone. Then
why is it such a big deal? Oh, yeah, she's coming back pregnant. You know,
we need a
flight for three back. Mommy and daddy and baby makes three. I know that one of the reasons that you can't bring us back is because we don't have the proper spacesuits. Can you make one a little smaller, a lot smaller, like baby size,
or make one bigger and I'll just put it inside?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, our lack of information about truly what is going on with things like the International Space Station, everything, World Health Organization, places where NATO, where we as a country are a participant.
Right.
And
for now.
Well, that's just it. We've been kept in the dark so long that, you know, when Trump says, oh, we're leaving the World Health Organization, they don't do anything for us.
All they do is take money
mm-hmm. and want money. Mm-hmm. You know, the Paris Accord, the this, the that. We've been isolated informationally to the point where it's like, okay.
Well, now I almost feel like there's almost too much information, and then you have to decide, you know, what you believe in and what you don't believe in.
Yep.
We don't get truth.
No, I think, yeah, and I think if anything, I would certainly appreciate it if there was a lot more integrity out there. Where it's like, okay, look, I'm going to tell you what the scoop is. This is what I know. And there is a guy, there's a kid on TikTok, Aaron Parnas. And this is like a super kid. He went to Harvard at like 13. You know what I mean? He interned for the Supreme Court. He's done all kinds of stuff, and he's an attorney. He's only like 20 years old, something 20, 21 years old. And, he will come out and give you breaking news, and you can tell that he does the deep dive, mm-hmm. you know? And, there's a lot of people I've seen. He's got a ton of followers, and I see other people mention him throughout my feed. If you want to know what's really going on, check out Aaron Parnas. And he seems very straightforward, you know, that kind of thing. As far as, you know, having integrity in journalism, Jim Acosta this week said, screw you, CNN. I will not kiss the ring. I will not do it.
Integrity doesn't pay the bills.
No, but.
No, not under this administration.
No. And if especially, can you imagine? I appreciate that. There's so much flip flopping in the government, you know, and on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Both sides.
I think you're a scumbag this week, but next week, you know, I'm going to bend the knee. I'm going to kiss the ring. Well, you're the best person ever. You got the best ideas. You know, at what point does your wife go? Yeah, last week you said he was a scumbag, and we agreed on it.
Okay, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You cannot be black and white on issues. There are gray areas.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have some elasticity in your comments. You cannot come out and say, this is wrong. Blame Biden. Blame Trump. Blame. No, you need to discuss the facts of the case.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Fluoride in drinking water all across the United States helped children
sure.
for many years.
Yep. Never had a cavity.
How many children drink tap water now?
Zero.
Zero.
You had to drink out of the hose to get the full blast of fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cooked fluoride.
that first hot 10 seconds.
Yeah, that would burn your lips
and put that hot coating of fluoride
on your teeth. But the immediate response when someone says, oh, this is a cost. This is an expense.
Mm-hmm.
Putting this fluoride in the water, I don't think it's necessary. Then, you know, people melt down and they're like, oh my God, they want to take the fluoride out of the drinking water.
They want us all to be toothless again.
And it's like, well, nobody's drinking it. You know, like, let's look at
what would be nice is it would be nice if they could all work together, and I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Not anymore.
Not in these current circumstances. I don't see where there's anybody on either side that's willing to bend over and say, "Hey, friend, we can work this out." I really don't, because it seems like there's such hate between both sides.
Yeah.
There's so much.
Well, there should be now.
I get that too.
They just attack. But it's like, okay, so put fluoride in bottled water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, the problem is they've got all these QAnon people. They're like, oh, well, the fluoride causes some kind of mind control.
Yeah.
People are too stupid.
Oh, they got RFK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's, you know, what was he saying? What's the one you get from the ticks?
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease causes autism.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or it's like,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean.
Honestly, this is the problem with the Democrats, and is that they keep trying to go across the aisle to work with these people.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I agree. I would like to see the Democrats actually stand up and say, no, like, we're not doing that.
Those are clearly Nazis. Do not work with them.
I agree with that. There's definitely something.
Stop trying to talk this out.
There's something afoot. There's something afoot. Yep. Speaking of Nazis, Elon Musk, I saw this thing the other day, this article. It was talking about him and his breeding, what they call it? Where is it? I have it in my notes here. Well, he's got a breeding facility.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's like a draft. There's like a breeding draft facility, and apparently he's so proud of himself. You know, he has 12 kids. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of them hate him.
Yeah. Well, so apparently he's so proud of himself that even
because he's such a great father,
even at dinner parties, he will offer up his sperm.
Of course,
to wives, to daughters of people that he's having dinner with. But he's so proud of himself, and he's at the point where he's so concerned about the decline in population.
Really? The decline in population?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've only expanded.
Right. Well, but now after we send, you know, all the Mexicans, all the Mexicans back, now we need to repopulate.
We got to have those good workers.
Right. So now he's got apparently some facility out in Texas where, you know, you can be drafted into being a breeder, you know, a breeder for America. There's a couple of stipulations. You have to be a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's... I don't know. One of his things, it says, instead of teaching fear of pregnancy, we should teach fear of childlessness.
I'm done with this country. Like, I don't care anymore.
It's crazy.
They can have it.
Okay. So I saw something where Elon Musk wants, you know, Japanese people to go back to Japan and... Obviously,
because he's a racist.
Mexican people to go back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't he, the South African, have to go back there?
Because he's white.
But that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's...
He's South African. That's where he's from. That's where he needs to go.
No, but he's white, so he's special.
No. No.
That's how he sees it.
He's not American. He wasn't born here. He needs to go home.
America is going away. They're going to start a new thing soon. I think
Paul's trying to text me something. So he said, the first one says, breaded for enslaved children.
Yes.
Then he says, breaded, not breaded. So then he texts me back in all caps, breeded. I think he must do voice to text.
Or
he's got the fat fingers.
The auto correct.
Right.
What?
Breaded.
Well, look.
This is like Hansel and Gretel. We're breeding these children to eat them. Breaded.
I'm going to go back to what is one of my favorite movies, Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it.
It's fantastic.
Watch it once, watch it twice, watch it three times.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie Jojo Rabbit, it's fantastic.
Look, the first time I saw it, I didn't get it. The pieces didn't go together.
Well, the thing is, it's just enough comedic where you almost feel like it's not a serious movie, but the more you watch it and the more you watch what's actually happening, you really start to get
You get it.
It's a fantastic movie.
Feel it.
Jojo Rabbit. Fantastic.
You need to watch it.
I want to know.
We are on that path.
Where's Jojo today?
Old.
But I'd like to see, what's he doing? Has he been in anything? You know?
Maybe.
I mean, we know where ScarJo is. You know, she's in just about every other movie. Mm-hmm. But where's this kid?
The kid is the actor.
Yeah, where's the kid? What's he doing? And where's the little buddy, the little chunky one?
Oh.
What was his name? I can't remember. He was great.
I loved them.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Jojo Rabbit. Check it out. Very good.
Yorkie.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right before the break, I do want to say, and this is, yeah, I mean, we're hopeful that this can happen someday. Anna Paulina Luna is really pushing to have Trump's face put on Mount Rushmore. So that's something that we need to have happen.
Like, are they going to add him to it? Or are they going to demolish the whole thing and make it all about him?
We're just gonna go up there with jackhammers and get rid of Lincoln.
Okay.
We're going to get rid of stinking Lincoln and put old Daddy Dumpy Pants up there.
Mm-hmm. This is why local elections matter.
I mean, I already said it. I'm done with this country. I'm moving to, like, Japan or, like, Vietnam or something. I don't know.
Vietnam. You know what? I'd like to go and visit Vietnam.
It looks cool.
Well, it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful. I mean, as long as they're not slinging bullets, I mean, it's a good place to be.
I don't know.
Stay out of the jungle.
And apparently they'll love you long time over there.
They're not messing around.
I
don't. Anna Paulina Luna texts me on the reg, so.
Well, she's probably wanting to know what your thoughts are on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Not hers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I've been watching bits and pieces of these confirmation hearings and this Kash Patel boy. They are all over him, and they're also all over Tulsi Gabbard. Now, do I think that they will be confirmed? Absolutely.
No, of course.
Because Daddy says, those are my people. How dare you?
He's got to have them.
Oh, yeah.
No, but they're just they're putting it on the record.
What their thoughts, their ideals are, is they're making them lie. Lie to the American people. Mm-hmm. They're making them lie, and they have no problem lying.
That's what they do.
Ruthless.
That's their whole thing.
That's it. Yep. That's it. I was with my buddy Ernesto yesterday. He's Puerto Rican. He always, after he explains something to me, he always goes, "That's it." He's a good dude.
It's that easy.
That's it. No, it's not even, there's no T. That's it. Anyway, all right, folks, with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take a break. During the break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor, check them out, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. We'll be back in a few minutes. See ya.
Sunshine, 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Hear what I'm saying? All right, folks, we're back, and this is the start of our second hour. Welcome back, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show here in the studio. Got my blushing bride, Stephanie, across the table from me, to her right and to my left, our boy, Tag In. And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. You can call, and we will talk to you about any old thing. The rule is you cannot cuss. This is real live radio. If you want to call that same number, 727-804-5891, and just text us, I will answer and respond to you directly. A lot of people do that, and that's fine with me. I like it. Sometimes a call is a little interruptive, but a text message, you can hit it and quit it.
There you go.
Hit it and quit it, everybody. I like it. So here we are, we're back, and I was looking at my notes. I have only one more thing.
Oh no!
To say about Trump, this whole
I was gonna say
11 days.
We have a whole hour to go.
Yeah, but I've got other stuff to talk about. But here's the thing. We were introduced to his new press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. And
she's
a peach. She's a peach. She is a peach. She comes out swinging, brother. I mean, she comes out. She walks into the room with double birds, baby. I mean, she's bringing the heat from the get. She's 27 years old.
Full of
she
hate.
Got no street cred. You know what I mean? Did you hear about her husband?
Mm-hmm.
He's like 60-year-old gazillionaire.
Yeah, no, she's set.
Yeah, and she got nothing to worry about. I don't know why she's even playing this game.
She's a Nazi.
Yeah, she is a Nazi. She looks like, if you looked up Karen in the dictionary, it would be Caroline Leavitt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she comes out with the double birds, and she's like, she's swinging for the fences, man. It's brutal. She's like I said, she's a peach. Anyway, that ought to be fun. That ought to be fun.
I haven't seen her yet.
Oof.
In action.
I mean, she's a 27-year-old girl, is what she is. But
Nazi.
Yeah, she's on board.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's on board. So here's something that I thought about the other day. And
will she have?
Go ahead.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Will she have 27 babies for America?
She might. I mean, she's probably on board with Elon's. She's part of the draft. She's baby birthing age.
She's the American master race.
She's a little old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when I saw that article about Elon Musk, he was drafting young women 15 to 17 was the target.
Nice.
15 to 17.
The speaker or press secretary is just
a little bit too old.
Too old.
She's a grandmother.
Yeah. Old eggs.
Yeah.
Can't, no.
Wow.
She might be giving birth to DEI babies.
Right.
Stop me. Stop me now. So here's something I thought about, and this has absolutely nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with, my anticipation, my weirdness. I don't know if a lot of you know, my breakfast routine. And if you look at me, if you would say that you must eat the breakfast of champions every day, because it shows. And really what my breakfast routine is a Diet Coke, two or three cookies, and two hard-boiled eggs.
It shows.
That's not the breakfast of champions.
Well, you don't know that, Steph.
Doritos and Diet Coke.
There's a lot of people that think that I am a champion. But anyway, here's something that we've done recently, and we've done it in the past before, and I've had these similar thoughts, but recently, over the last couple of weeks, we've gotten brown eggs. But at the same time, we've had white eggs. So when we prepare my eggs for the week, we will...
Eggs in this economy?
Yeah.
I know, right? Because
we are nouveau riche.
Mm-hmm.
we're egg rich.
It's a staple that was cheap. That we started early on that he can't let go of.
It's a cheap protein source.
Mm-hmm. No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Anyway.
I could throw filet mignon in there. And
so anyway,
be better.
Over the last couple Cheaper. Of weeks, over the last couple of weeks, what we do usually on Sunday is we'll hard boil 10 eggs. And I will take two a day, Monday through Friday. And the egg selection that I've been taking, usually it's one brown egg and one white egg. Now, in my mind, I'm like, there's got to be a little bit of a difference here. There's got to be a little bit of a difference in taste.
Well, one shell is white and one is brown.
But in my mind, I'm like, is there a difference in the taste? And what happens is I go into the bathroom at work, I peel the eggs.
Bathroom?
Where else am I going to do it? At the hose?
The kitchen?
Kitchen's locked. So anyway, the bathroom sink. I don't put the shells down the thing. I throw them in the trash can. Anyway, so I peel my eggs and then I put them on this paper towel and I take them out to the table where I'm going to eat them. Now, at this point, I don't know which one is which. Mm-hmm. So in my mind,
because all of a sudden they look the same on the inside.
All of a sudden they look the same on the inside and the out.
Right.
And for the life of me, I cannot tell a difference.
One does not taste better than the other.
One is just the same as the other one. Yeah, so I don't know. What is that? I mean, they don't paint them, right? I mean,
no.
How do I not know this? How are there, I mean, what?
Oh, my God.
Why are there brown and white eggs? I mean, I know.
It's so they can charge you more for the brown eggs.
I guess. So it's a political thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. DEI.
Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, I figured that the white ones, because they had the flat matte finish, that's why they get the term eggshell finish for paint. Mm-hmm.
Put the gun down.
I'll be okay.
I don't know.
But this is what I live with.
It just makes you wonder. You know, sometimes, I mean, you can get your head so wrapped around what something is going to taste like. You know what I mean? This has got to be, it's got to be a little bit different. But there's no difference.
It's the same.
It's just eggs be eggs.
They're eggs, man.
Eggs be eggs.
Mm-hmm. People are people.
Yep. So, Ty, you're going to be excited about this. I just saw the other day that Netflix has just greenlit a reboot of Little House on the Prairie.
Hey, look at that. All right.
Well, that's what we need here in America, is a little bit more wholesomeness. We need a new prairie family out there doing good.
We're gonna have a whole lot of those.
We need one of them to go blind and all kinds of stuff. We need that brat kid down that lives in town. What was her name? Nellie?
Yeah.
Remember Nellie the brat kid? Nellie the brat bully. So won't that be fun? Little House on the Prairie.
That's the World Conservatives one.
Coming back around. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with
that. I'm going to start making my own dresses.
Well, it might come to that. It might come to that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get like an account over at Michael's or Joanne Fabrics. Just go and order a bunch of fabric and thread.
No, I'm just going to use the old clothes and turn them into new.
There you go. Just cut them up and patch them up.
I don't need any fabric. I have plenty.
Plenty. Yep.
I just need some thread.
We'll just use all the parts that aren't worn out.
And I'm going to have the coat of many colors.
Yeah, I like it. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to become vegan because we're not going to be able to raise our own meat products.
Well, we won't be able to afford it anyway.
Well,
But I know eggs are expensive. But if eggs are all we can afford, then now knowing that brown eggs and white eggs taste the same, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. Do you try to disappoint me?
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's something I was thinking about. When you guys go and pump gas, okay? Now, I can remember back in the day when I only had a certain amount of money for gas. It's like, look, I got $20 for gas, and there's no fooling around. This is what I've got. This is what I'm going to put in. Let's say if you're topping off your tank, okay, and you get to, let's say it's going to be topped off at $20. If you get to $13.79, if you get to $19.79 and you have $20, do you then try to squeeze that extra in there?
No.
I don't either. I used to be anal about it. It's like, oh, I got to get, you know, I want to get it right up to the even dollar sign. Now it's like, as soon as that thing clicks, done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Topping off, is the worst thing you can do.
I was talking to my buddy Ruben today, and he said the same thing. It's something that you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to top them off.
If it stops.
When it stops, that's it. You're done.
That's it. You're done.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
And if you go to 2038,
right,
close enough.
How many times have you been pumping gas and you decide you let it go and it ends on an even number? You're like, perfect pump. I don't know. It's happened to me, I think, maybe twice in my life. You know, look at that, perfect pump.
Got a critical.
Yeah. I don't know. I did run into a situation one time. I was driving a Volkswagen Rabbit across country with my mom, and we were in California, and we topped off the tank just before going into Arizona, and it was like hot as balls in Arizona. It was like 112 degrees, and we're driving. We go through this one toll, and as we leave the toll, all of a sudden, the car starts sort of chugging. And I'm like, I just had this car tuned up. I mean, it should be good to go. We just topped off everything. Mm-hmm. So we get about, I don't know, a quarter mile from the toll. And we pull off to the side of the road. And we both get out. And I'm down on my hands and knees. I'm looking under the car to see if, you know, something's going on. What the hell's going on? And all of a sudden, my mom starts going, Mark, watch out, right? And I dive into the ditch. Because I'm thinking there's a semi coming to wipe me out, you know. And I come up and I said, what? She said, look. And there was gas gushing out of my, around my gas tank, but it was gushing out of my car. And apparently you're not supposed to top off, especially in hot weather, you know, because it expands. So that's something that I learned then.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
PSA,
everybody. Yep, don't top off. But yeah, I used to be pretty anal about that. If I was at like a few cents short, I'm like click until
trying
it gets to the
get
even
it
number.
To an even number. Nope, yeah. Just let it go.
Yeah, it, you know, like I'm doing any sort of accounting where it would make it easier if it was even numbers. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this will make it easier when I go through my books.
Yeah.
I won't have to deal with change. It'll just be all even numbers.
You won't have that missing penny.
Right. Yep. Won't have that missing penny.
Because you threw it out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Here's something. If you had a choice, would you want more time or more money? And when I say time, not like time to live, but more free time. Would you want more free time or more money?
We need both.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you have more money, you can make time. Right?
I mean, I'll just take the time. I'm pretty good at entertaining myself.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have more money?
I mean, yeah.
Money would create time.
Do I have to work more to get this money?
Well, they say that money doesn't buy happiness, and I beg to disagree.
Well, yeah, I mean, it buys
money,
everything else.
Some
money
of the happiest times
time.
Of my life is when I've had money. You know what I mean?
Money buys time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we're getting ready to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but start thinking about this. Would you rather have the ability to travel through time, both forward and backward, or would you rather have the ability to read minds in the present anytime you wanted to? Just think about that. Don't answer me now, because we're going to take this break here in a minute. A couple minutes. We talked about the Little House on the Prairie. And then we have a story about cyber farting that we have to do before the show's over. Pretty funny. Cyber farting. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Can I fit this in? Maybe I can. So the other night, Mom stayed up late, and she's watching TCM, and the movie Sophie's Choice comes on. And she tells me the next day that she was, you know, she had gotten to the point where she wanted to go to bed, but now all of a sudden Sophie's choice is so compelling that she can't go to bed. It's like, oh my God, well, think of what that would be like. You know what I mean? And
I had never seen
movie. Can you imagine somebody giving you a choice of which child you're going to save?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've heard people, you know, before saying, okay, if your house caught on fire, which kid would you save? You know what I mean? And this is in the same vein, really. I mean, if Sophie's choice, basically she had to give up one of her children to what? The Nazis? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that it? Right? So hold on. Oh, where's my thing?
It was really not a good movie for me to watch. That particular night.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah. My name is, I can't even figure out my name right now, but.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, relate to you what you're doing there with the show.
Yeah?
They had that, movie on my about my life for the last couple of years about Robert Zimmerman is my name, but I didn't want to give him my real name.
What's the movie?
My name is Robert Zimmerman.
Okay.
But they've been doing all these movies about my name. They call me Bob Dylan, but
right. I gotcha. Complete unknown.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm a complete unknown.
Well, listen, Bob. I don't think you're a complete unknown. But here's the thing. Unfortunately, because of time constraints, I have to take a break. You called right at my break point.
Well, you want me to call you back, or are you going to get back to me, or what?
Well, here's the thing. What if I send you a postcard?
No, you can't. No. I'll get back to you. You know, I just wanted you to know that I'm listening to all this stuff, and I wanted you to let me know that I have a movie out there. But it's only 2 years of my life.
I got you. All right, listen, Bob.
I'd like to talk about it after your break, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks, Bob. All right, folks, we have to take a break. That was Bob Dylan or Bob Zimmerman.
Yes.
That just called, and who knew? You know, I knew that this show had some reach. I didn't know that a complete unknown would give us a call.
That's us, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to play this next tune, and it's called Shaking Babies. And I was picking songs last night, and I was kind of in my feels about what's been happening over the last 11 days here in America. And I got to the point where I was thinking I was so angry that I could. Okay, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And that was local punk band Car Bomb Driver with Shaking Babies. Shaking Babies.
Yes.
Yep. So we did that. Please don't be offended.
I'm offended.
Yeah, well, you would be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about this question. Would you rather have the ability to travel through time, both forward and back, or the ability to read people's minds in the present anytime you wanted to? Yeah. I mean, look, both of them, I think, have definite plus sides.
I think I would rather travel through time.
Yeah.
You see a lot more cool stuff.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And,
okay.
And maybe see those same people that you want to read their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
is.
Well, okay. So, and there's no like limit. If you travel back, right? There's nothing in any of this that says you're only staying for a couple of days, right? You could travel back as long as you want. So, if you were at current day, knowing what you know, and you travel back, you know, you could go back to when Apple was formed and be a big stockholder. You know what I mean? Or any of the big companies and just be a big stockholder and, with the information that you know.
And see, I see it differently where you meet, say, a Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have the ability to understand how she got there.
Okay.
To that point.
See, you go back to when she was like a little girl.
And
try to figure out what the malady is.
What made that person.
How did Karen become a Karen?
Right.
I dig that. That's cool. I think it would be fun to go back in history just to see some of the, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's so many fantastic things that have happened throughout history. Can you imagine going back when everybody was, still in horse-drawn carriages and stuff like that and then seeing like the first car, you know, and seeing how that all went down?
And how ridiculous they thought it was.
Sure, right. Or what about going, what if you traveled, forward, okay? And what if you traveled forward and you got to wherever you were and it was just a big black door and you're knocking and the door won't open? And what if there was this voice that said, sorry, you didn't make it this far. You should have come a couple years less into the future.
Yeah, see, I'd rather have that.
I mean, because eventually if you go forward, you're going to
find
your fate. You know, you're going to figure out what it's all about. I mean, going forward in future, it'd be cool to go and see what the technology would be, but the big get would be what happens to me and my family in the future. How does it all turn out for us? You know, so that might be the scary one. Going back, because we're all fairly educated, we have an idea of what was going on back then. You know, not just from going to school, but hearing stories from our relatives and stuff like that. But
and being able to go forward.
Yeah.
Then you could possibly change the future.
Maybe. I can't. Hold on. I think that was Bob again, and unfortunately, Bob, I don't have the time for this show.
Okay.
Sorry, Bob. We love you. Even though you're a complete unknown. Well, haven't seen the movie yet, but plan to.
What's Ty's middle name?
Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Because of?
Bob Dylan. Spelled the exact same.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So we are fans. You're not a complete unknown to us.
Not completely.
Not completely. Right.
And Ty will never complete unknown. And not because of the show.
Right.
At all. Yep. Because of his musical prowess.
Right. Exactly. But anyway, as far as being able to read people's minds anytime you wanted, but still staying in the present, I think that's probably got its benefits.
I don't know that how it would has long term.
Well, how would you use it to your benefit? You know what I mean? There'd be...
Gambling
would be one thing, but you could also, you'd always have the upper hand, I think, because you would know what was coming next, and you could.
I don't want to know what other people are thinking.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I want to either, but I mean, sometimes it'd be like, what is going on in that guy's head?
Yeah, right. And see, that's.
But maybe it could be beneficial. What if this person's got, come on, man. What if it was, you know, if this person that you're able to read their mind, what if, you know, they had bad intentions and now all of a sudden you could prevent something?
Now you're fighting crime.
Now you're fighting crime.
Yeah.
Now you're a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So maybe it's not a good idea.
Not
probably
what I
the
want.
Time the time traveling thing would be the best.
I mean, that's cooler.
Right. That is cooler. Oh yeah. I mean, think about it. Can you be like, okay, here we are, 2025. Do you tell anybody? Or you just go, hey man, I'm gonna be gone for like the next 6 months.
You can time travel. You
when
just
you
leave.
Time travel.
Where are you going? I'm going to
but you come back to the same minute you left.
I'm going to Pompeii. I want to see how all that went down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go and
I definitely don't want to know.
I want to be I want to be on the Titanic, but I want to make sure I get on one of those boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like what do you do? I don't know.
Not get on the Titanic.
Yeah, right.
Don't do it.
Nothing that has
forget
to do with
the lifeboats.
With cold water.
Just don't get on the boat in Mm-mm. the first place.
Nope. Mm-mm. So, anyway, that's that. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh. We talked about the money or more time. We did that. But we didn't talk about the cyber farting.
Yeah, cyber farting.
So I heard this story today. And there's this woman in the UK that's just recently been arrested because of her cyber farting. And what she's been doing for like the last 6 months is she's been sending her ex and her ex's new girlfriend videos of her farting into her phone like 20 times a day. So every time...
They arrested her for this?
Yeah, they arrested her.
It's very creative.
For cyber farting. So every time they answer their phone, it's a picture of her farting into her phone.
You know what?
Hi.
There's a new criminal field I'm going to dedicate my life to. We got Donnie's number?
A new field in trying to prevent cyber farting?
No,
or
I'm going all in.
You're a participant in cyber farting.
Professional criminal.
Well, how do we create the OnlyFans for that? Only farting?
Oh, that's the conversation that I heard on the radio. It's like, here this woman gets arrested, and you can go on any number of Instagram or stuff like that, and if you want to find somebody who farts in a jar and mails it to you, you can find that. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah, but you're agreeing to it.
Yeah, right. This was, I guess they considered this stalking in a way, because now you're sending these unwanted fart videos.
Well, okay.
Cyber farting. I thought that was great.
Why isn't that the same as the scam likely calls I get?
Right. Right. And how many scam likely calls do you get? And
are they arresting those people?
And why have they ramped up? And I thought that all of these scam calls were supposed to go away. Like, wasn't that 2 or 3 years ago
mm-hmm.
that they were supposed to go away? Well, they're back, baby.
Oh.
They're back and loud and proud. I mean, I probably get 10, 15 calls, and it starts around 11 o'clock in the morning.
What's interesting for me is it starts as soon as I either go on the computer or I get on my phone and, you know, look at Yahoo.
Yep. Because they know you're awake.
As soon as I log in somewhere.
Well, what is it that they have that they can detect that you're up and in doing it? It's just like if we have a conversation right now about something, and then we go to Google, you'd have to type in two letters, and what we were just talking about, it's like, oh,
right
there.
There
it is right
because
there.
Because they're listening.
Yeah, but how do these scam callers have that same ability?
But they can't stop.
What is it that they
Zuckerberg
have?
Zuckerberg gave out the information. Mm.
They can't stop the scam calls. They can't stop, you know, and it's not just this administration. But what in the world? What have you sold America to? And both sides have been on board.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something else that I just saw just before the end of the before the show started. So here I have this list here. You can only pick three free things for life. Okay, and here's the list: clothes, massages, coffee, gas, alcohol, travel, housekeeping, shoes, brunch, groceries, or rent.
Well, rent, groceries.
So Ty's saying
gas.
Probably gas.
And gas.
Because they didn't say toilet paper, but I guess that might be in groceries.
Yeah, I would think that would be lumped in. What about you, Steph? What three are you going with?
Well, that's where I was.
Those same three?
Those are going to be the most useful.
Yeah.
Rent?
Yeah.
Groceries?
And then you can do whatever you want.
I really want an electric vehicle, though. So then I wouldn't need...
Then you wouldn't need the gas.
You could sell the gas.
Mm. Yeah, but then it becomes a whole thing. Now you got to go and collect it and then somehow sell it.
So what third option?
Well, here's the list again. Clothes, massages, coffee, gas, alcohol, travel, housekeeping, shoes, brunch, groceries, or rent.
Well, now I'm down to housekeeping and alcohol.
I think gas is for faux show.
Not if you have an electric vehicle.
Well, that's true. Groceries is probably...
Groceries
is the mainstay. Yeah.
Rent is a given.
So if you had an electric car, clothes, I mean, look, how often do you buy clothes? I mean, some people are complete clothes horses and they buy clothes all the time. It's hit and miss. Massages, I don't really care anything about. Coffee, I could do without. Gas, if you had an electric car, you wouldn't deal with it. Alcohol, travel, be nice to be able to travel for the rest of your life for free.
Does it include the alcohol?
It depends on the package you get.
I'm just asking. Yeah.
Housekeeping would be nice. Shoes.
Yeah.
Brunch? How nice would it be to just be able to go out and have brunch for free for the rest of your life?
Yeah, no.
Where are you going? Brunch?
No,
Join me for brunch? It's free.
I want a roof, transportation, and food.
Yeah, and rent, I'm thinking rent is... Let's say rent is also mortgage.
Right.
Okay, so if that's for free, that's probably
a given.
That's number one. So you've got a solid roof over your head. You don't have to worry about it. It's free
roof
for the rest
over
of your
heads
life.
First. Right. Groceries.
Groceries.
Number two.
Yeah. Yep.
I can buy my own. I don't need to go to brunch.
Yep. And yeah, it might come down to alcohol.
Well, and I buy alcohol at the grocery store. So
So you can lump those together. So then I guess it's shoes.
Liquor? No.
I just need free shoes for the rest of my life.
Rent, groceries, including alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything you can buy in the supermarket.
See, there's so many of these things that you could combine, like travel.
Then I would love to
if
travel.
If you travel, you get the alcohol package. Chances are, if you're on a cruise, you get a free massage.
But the massage isn't my roof.
No.
Roof is first.
Yeah.
Rent.
Yeah. Rent and mortgage, definitely number one. Groceries, number two. Number three is the one that's like, it's out there.
Yeah. What do you want? And if you can buy alcohol at the grocery store,
then they're included. Then I maybe travel.
I agree.
Rent, groceries, and travel. I like it. That's good.
I think those are good decisions.
Mm-hmm. You're on board, Ty?
Yeah.
You dig it?
We didn't mess that one
you
up.
You dig it. It's a good one.
Yes, we can.
Yep. Let's see. Do I have anything else?
No.
I don't think I do. And we're getting close to the end. But I don't know that we're close enough for me to do my quotes. And this is one of those weeks. I wasn't really crazy about my quotes because I didn't really have any. And then, of course, I start doing show prep. I've already got all my notes set up for the show, and then I start scrolling through Facebook, and now all these great quotes come up. So next week I'll have fantastic quotes. But this week...
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Sometimes you go through Facebook and you get the best quotes ever. You know? It's like, oh, this is great. It's funny. It's, you know, it's good. It's poignant, you know? And then other times it's like, what happened to all the quotes? Mm-hmm. What happened to all the quotes? Yeah. So, what about this weekend? Any plans? I think one of the things that might be cool is that Daddy Cool Records thing on Sunday.
Yes.
Down at Daddy Cool Records. Apparently, you take your favorite album. Radio St. Pete's going to be broadcasting live from there. You take your favorite album down there, and they will put it on their turntable and play it live on Radio St. Pete.
That's cool.
That does sound cool. Sounds very cool. And the thing is, that album that I have hanging on the wall there, that Rolling Stones Flowers album, I got at Daddy Cool Records.
Very cool.
So,
and cool. Sunday jazz at the Floridian.
That's it, with Eddie Rosicky in the Boho Sideshow.
Yes.
We have not done that in a while.
We haven't done it in a long time, and we really need to do it.
It's time.
It is time.
Let's get out. Let's break these chains that hold us down.
Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's forget about the world for a while. Forget about all of it and go and do something else.
Just do us.
Have a different mindset.
Yeah. Different choices.
Mm-hmm.
Live your life.
Yep. Let's manifest it.
Manifest it. There you have it.
I'm manifesting it right now. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hope it's positive.
Oh, it is. Always with me. It's always positive. You know that. Mm. That's the ray of sunlight, sunshine all the time. Did I forget anything? I feel like I forgot something that I wanted to mention. I'm looking through here right now. I know we're getting close to the end, but seems like there was something. Damn it. It'll come to me. As soon as the show ends, it'll be like, oh...
Next week.
And next week, right. Anyway, I guess I might as well do these quotes. So the first one says that the truth never harmed anyone. What harms us is to persist in ignorance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that came from this guy. I heard of him once or twice, Marcus Aurelius. The next one says, could I be so foolish? I could. This one says, it's not about what happens, but how you react to it.
Yes.
Mm. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Or first.
Right.
Yeah. Just take me out of the equation.
Take me out now. Right. Hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated.
Yes.
Came from this other Yahoo, George Bernard Shaw. Never heard of him. And then the last one says, I'm only as mean as you make me. Mm. And that's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. So.
That last one was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I have. Mm-hmm. So what do we have? We talked about maybe going to Daddy Cool's. What about... your band. When are we going to be able to see you again?
I don't know. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. You guys practicing or?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
That's cool.
I go pretty late.
He sneaks out of the house after you've gone to bed.
Yeah. Well, that's not hard to do. It's still daylight. Yeah. Phantom Power.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe next week I'll play your new ditty, Waste Management.
It's got a lot of swearing.
Well, I'll play it real fast and loud, and nobody will be able to make it out.
Maybe. I'll see what I can do. I'll doctor it.
Get your finger on that dump button.
It is on Spotify now.
Mm.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Waste Management, Phantom Power.
There you go. Love it. Spotify. Do you have more shirts, or do you need more shirts?
Not yet.
We have
for
shirts.
Your next
we
gig.
Have, we do have shirts, but yeah, we don't need new shirts yet.
Okay.
If anybody needs one, 727-804-5891.
Mm-hmm. Just ask for Dr. Feelgood, and we will hook you up with a Phantom Power shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Connect you with some merch.
Either gray with light blue lettering or purple with light blue lettering.
That's what we got.
That's what we got, man.
They're awesome.
They're a statement.
And, you know, Fred's in the music room.
Fred's in the music room just lazing around. I haven't heard him play a lick on that piano. Every once in a while you walk by and he's flopped over on the floor.
Yeah, I put him.
Lazy, me too.
I had to put him in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
He got tired of sitting at the piano.
So Fred, if you don't know, Fred is this life-size sort of dummy doll.
Yeah, he's like a crash test dummy.
Crash test dummy, but he's got like a real face and stuff like that. And when we went to Ty's last gig, we had him dressed up in one of the Phantom Power T-shirts and
jeans and
socks and yeah, well now he's in our music room and we had him sitting at our piano for the longest time and mm-hmm. but every time you walk by he's either slouched over on the piano or flopped back on the floor.
He's still in recovery.
He's in recovery, right?
He exploded.
He did explode, but yeah. Surgery was performed. He's put back together.
He's doing great.
Well, the
mosh, but he still freaks me out.
The mosh pit will do that to him.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, folks, listen, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I want to say thank you so much for everybody that participated in the show this evening. Bob, I will talk to you on Monday, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to fit your call in this evening, but let's definitely plan on doing that again next week. Debbie Dan. Thank you for your participation, Paul Hunley. Thank
you
for your participation, everybody else. We love you. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday night. Here's a little of "In Spite of Ourselves," sung by Paul and Jenny Hunley. Dig this. See you next week.